Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. For employees to have tattoos is no longer odd or outside of the mainstream. In fact, it's completely in the mainstream. I may be the only person I know these days who doesn't have a tattoo. But surprisingly, there are still some organizations that have bans on employees' visible tattoos. But recently, one of the most large organizations that had such a ban is lifting it. The United Parcel Service, UPS, is eliminating its ban on visible tattoos for employees, the latest shakeup to their historically harsh and strict appearance policy. UPS has more than 500,000 employees worldwide, and they have informed their workforce that they can display body art and tattoos, provided they don't contain offensive words or images. But workers are still not allowed to have tattoos on their hands, head, neck, or face. And this change will apply to all of their employees. According to a UPS spokesperson, UPS has updated its appearance guidelines so our employees can show their tattoos, further showcasing their individuality and self-expression within the bounds of good professional judgment. He continued, "We want all of our employees to bring their unique perspectives, backgrounds, and talents and skills to work every day." And the decision was made to, quote, "celebrate diversity rather than corporate restrictions." This is pretty good news, right? Tattoos, body art, piercings even, they're in the mainstream. Lots of people have them. They're not odd anymore. They allow people to express themselves and their individuality. And why shouldn't they be able to express themselves and their individuality at the workplace? It's tough enough at UPS they have to wear that same bland brown uniform everywhere they go. But kidding aside, it's a good move, I think, and will help UPS probably in the areas of recruiting and retention in a talent market that's expected to get really tight as we continue into 2021. That's it from the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.